Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well. Good afternoon, family and friends. This is the Fans Coaching Players Network, another Blog Talk Radio show. I am your host, M.A. Scott. And as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. I got some good information for you this afternoon. Hopefully, you've been listening over the last few weeks or so and been able to get some good insight on the world of recruiting from our show. But, you know, if you haven't, you can always go back and listen to the archive copies, or if you want to listen to something, give us a call today. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Well, it's been another great week. I see we're starting to get some crazy weather here on the East Coast, and hopefully our fellow folks in our network is doing just fine out there on the West Coast. But things here on the East Coast starting to look kind of crazy. But we're going to get through it, and it's going to be another wonderful day. As always, if you didn't get a chance to catch our show last week, like I said, we had made a great connection with the eligibility coach. She came on and shared some good information with us, and you'll be hearing more from her on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And if you don't believe that, and if you don't believe what she shared with you, then you're going to definitely miss out on the opportunity to find that scholarship for your young child. Well, I'm trying to get around to getting my man, Mr. Keith, right up and running, and hopefully we can get him plugged in and get that little piece out. But, you know, let me talk about some things that she shared with us last week. One of the things that she talked about a little bit about transferring, and we didn't go into a whole lot of detail on that, but she did talk about transferring. But she also focused on the part about initial eligibility and understanding the process in itself. Because a lot of times, parents, we miss out on that opportunity because we don't start the process soon enough. I stress the point, and I can't say it enough. I stress the point that you need to get started with the recruiting process middle school time frame for your children. Because if you don't get started middle school time frame for your children, then you will miss out on that opportunity to chase that scholarship. Because that scholarship or that opportunity for a scholarship is being dwindled up as time goes by. And what I mean by that, very simple. Your child, as you should know and believe and understand, your child is not the only child out there. Your child is competing against several other children that's out there that's looking for the very same scholarship, looking for that very same opportunity. And if you wait too long or hesitate, then guess what? The end result is going to be you're going to miss the opportunity. And in the end, the person that suffers most, I shouldn't say suffer, but the person that misses out is not you, because you have lived your life for the most part. It's your child. Understand what I'm saying, parents. It's your child. Your child's opportunity to make things better and make things successful for him or her and to take his or her life to that next stage in life will be lost due to us not doing some proper planning. Us as parents not doing proper planning. So it is imperative that you get involved in the process during your child's middle school days. I watched some young athletes play last night. Both girls teams and boys teams playing last night, playing basketball. And I just so happened to have the opportunity to observe a number of the young men during the day in the school setting. They are so far detached from what they really should be doing at this point and really don't understand the importance of making sure that they have a solid academic foundation, that they think that the school setting, and I'm talking about 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, they think that the school setting is where they start to come into their own, where they start to develop their character, where they start to, as some of them may think and say or want to believe, where they start to fall into their manhood. You got a whole lot more work to do, young men and young ladies, before you even get to that point of falling into your manhood. As long as you think that, you may fall behind on a few cases. You have so much work to do in your academic setting. Your initial academic setting is unbelievable. Please do not allow that time to be wasted based upon you simply not putting in the effort, putting forth the effort. I've actually observed students get up and walk out of classrooms. I observe students get to the point where they want to be confrontational with teachers. I observe students where they're sitting in the classroom and basically trying to sleep while the teacher is actually trying to teach. Now, some of that falls on the student, but I actually say some of that also falls on us as adults. You know, I would ask that every teacher out there, please give every effort possible to our children to learn. Do you know the lives that will be changed if you ever decided to put some positive energy or you invest some positive energy into our children's lives? You just don't know the impact that you place on these children day to day. And I'm currently talking to some of my teachers today. You just don't know the impact of the things that you say or fail to say in your day-to-day course of action. I say that and I stress the point on that particular note because our children is still in that stage of being a sponge and absorbing as much as they can possibly get. Although they may look like they are mature adults in a lot of cases, they are not. They are simply our children. And that's why oftentimes I refer to them as our children when I'm talking to them or talking about them on our show. Because that's all they are. That's all they are. They're simply our children. And they need that nurturing. They need that guidance. They need that opportunity to absorb and take in as much as possible. As much as possible. So I say to our teachers, guidance counselors, administrators, please think carefully and cautiously each time you share something with our children, because they are still absorbing as much as they can. They're absorbing as much as they can as simple sponges. As simple sponges. You know, like I said, I had an opportunity to observe a number of our young children throughout the week in the school setting, and it's so interesting. You know, like I said, they're still trying to figure out who they are, and if we're not giving them any positive direction to move into, then oftentimes they miss the opportunity. I think we as adults sometimes forget or sometimes look at their size and believe that these children are more than what they are. Let's not force these children to grow up too soon. Because if we haven't learned anything, we should have at least taken in or observed or noticed that when we do force them to grow up too soon, when we do force them to grow up too soon, it oftentimes backfires on us. They take on responsibilities and they take on pressures. That's not even their fight. But they believe that that's something that they should do simply because we put that situation in their hands. We feed them information. We provide them guidance. We provide them some structure. We nurture them. But let's not force them to grow up too soon. And you know, those of you out there may say, well, Mike, you done slipped and bumped your head. But no, I haven't slipped and bumped my head. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to put this out there. And when I say this and I put this out there, note that this is only being put out there from my perspective. This is not me speaking for the entire Parents Coaching Parents Network, which is well over a couple hundred strong and growing every day. This is simply me, one individual. I'm going to put this out there. Even during the time period that they are students in college, that is that transition period from being our children. I know we will continuously always look at them from that perspective, from being our children to developing into great young men and women. But we as parents are still going to look at them from the eyes of them being our children. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because as long as you maintain that look and that perspective, you will always, always have their best interest at heart. And that's something we can't take lightly. And that's something we cannot forget. That is something that we just cannot push to the side and say, okay, they're grown. You're on your own. No, that's not the way that happens. Parents, we still have to be involved. We still have to be engaged. We still have to be a part of their lives. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Because the minute that we decide not to do that, the minute we decide to give up on them, and we can't afford that, they are our future. They are our destiny in a lot of cases. And what I mean by that is when I say they are our destiny, I'm not just talking about our individual little simple world. I'm talking about the destiny of our community, the destiny of our culture, the destiny of, you know, if you want to look at our race or whatever the case may be. they are our destiny in that sense, where they will take us to that next level. They will take us to that next plateau. They will explore and open up doors that we haven't even thought about opening. And if you don't believe that's possible, look at the internet. And if that's a little bit too broad for you, look at the simple invention of Velcro. Let's take it a little further back. These young minds need to be cultivated. These young minds need to be nurtured. These young minds are still our children. Still our children. Well, if you want to chime in and talk to us today, give me a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Actually, you know, I spoke to Mark Eisenberg, who was a great young man, got some things going on out there in the community, and trying to always do something on a positive note as far as being an advocate for student athletes. And I spoke to him, and we're looking at now trying to set something up and get him on the show. I initially thought I was going to be able to have him on this week with me, but Mark is going through some things and came across a little snag and ended up, I think he messed up his ACL, and as a result, he's doing the physical therapy thing and all the other little things that we try to avoid. And you know, I'm an older gentleman myself. If my ACL went out at this point in time, then it would definitely be a major setback for me. Mark's a fairly younger man, so with the ACL going out on him, he should be able to have a full and strong recovery and be back up to speed and be back on track before we all know it. But I'm lining up Mark to come on and give us some, Mark Eisenberg, lining him up to come on and give us some insight on some of the things that he's put together. He's been a very strong advocate for student athletes. And one of the books, that the first piece of literature that I read that he had put together, is a piece called Go Pro Like a Pro. Go Pro Like a Pro. And it's something that if you have a student if you have a child that's in college and they have some aspirations of going to the professional level, then by all means, you want to pick up a copy of this. It's a real quick, easy read. It's about 48 pages long, real easy read. It gives you a good breakdown of some good stuff, talking about NCAA eligibility. It talks about if you have to get to the point of hiring advisors and agents and things like that. And if you ever get to the point of, you know, being part of the draft, it brings that into perspective, and money management 101. But what Mark has also has done over the years, he's done a nice piece, and it was on George Ravlin's site recently. I think you have to check it out on my Parents Coach to Parents Network page on Facebook. Go to that page and check that out. And he did a nice little piece on the National Letter of Intent. The National Letter of Intent. If you are aspiring to be a scholarship recipient, athletic scholarship recipient, then you need to know, or you should know, and it's not an optional thing, what the National Letter of Intent is and what it's all about. Because if you've never heard those words before and you are not sure what a National Letter of Intent is, then I would hate to say you may be in the wrong business. you may be in the wrong business, or you may be one of the ones that need to reach out to the Parents Coaching Parents Network so we can share some more insight with you. If at any given time you need to reach out to the Parents Coaching Parents Network, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network page. You can find us on Twitter at PCP Network. You can email us at pcphr@aol.com. Or you can just simply go to our website and reach out to us from there. Hit the contact button, and then send you right on over to give me the opportunity to send a quick email to me. And our website is www.pcpn.info. I'll say that again, www.pcpn.info. Simply reaching out to us in one of those many ways will give you access to resources that you can not start to imagine. You think I'm joking when I say that? Reach out to us and find out. Reach out to us and find out. We've made this network grow. Excuse me. This network has grown to the point of there isn't anything out there that we can't touch from the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Anything, any issue, any venue, any question, anything dealing with college recruiting, eligibility, various colleges, anything from junior college, NAIA, Division I, II, III, at the NCAA, anything, we can reach it if need be. We can reach it if need be. So, give us a call. You can reach us or shoot us an email. You can catch us every Wednesday at 12 noon on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And we are always here at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So if you ever have a question, issue, problem, any concerns that we can possibly help you with, as always, we are always here to assist you. Help us help you is our motto. Help us help you. This is what we do on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. This is exactly what we do on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You know. All right. Well, I'm at the point of I'm going to be winding down, but I want to leave you with this. Again, we have to be, it's not an optional thing. We have to be our children's biggest advocate. We have to be our children's biggest advocate. It's not an optional thing. It's something that we just have to do. We have to do it. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? If we don't do it, who will do it? Now, ask yourself that question. If we don't do it, who will do it? Our children are our future. Our children are our resources. Our children are our destiny. And when I say resources, our children are truly, without a doubt, our biggest resource. That's one resource that cannot be touched, cannot be challenged, cannot be adjusted. Our children, we just don't know. Parents, we just don't know. And then we wait to the last minute to try to pull them pieces together. And when we do that, what happens? We miss out on opportunities. Just due to just having a late start. But in order to help you avoid that late start, hey, we at the Parents Coaching Parents Network will be here for you. We want to make sure that you have every opportunity possible to make the best out of every situation for your child. That's not something I'm going to take lightly. That's not something I'm just going to sit here and just talk about. I want to make sure that we here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network is going to be about it. We're going to be about that part of business. Well, family, it's been a great afternoon. Had a chance to share some information with you. Hopefully, I have shared some information with you that has been helpful. And just more or less, just pouring my heart out here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, just to let you know that we are here for you. And you know, it's not all about me. It's all about you, all about your children, all about you getting the best out of whatever situation you can get out and making sure that your child has that opportunity to get the best out of that situation as well. The best, not second best, the best out of the situation as well. All right, well, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. It's been a while since I've said that and shared that with you, but I'm going to say on this note that we've had a great show, and definitely, without a doubt, please tune in next week. Please tune in next week to the Parents Coach Parents Network. We're hot. We're on the air every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time at 12 noon. So until then, this is M.A. Scott from the Parents Coach Parents Network, and we're out of here. You have a great day.